Did you ever take corn or anything like that to a mill to be ground?
Oh, yes.
And if you if you're taking some corn to the mill, would you say, I'm going to take something of corn to the mill? Take so much corn?
See, I never had to take any corn to the mill. I used to go with people going to the mill, but I never had to take any corn to the mill.
And they didn't have a word for the amount of corn that it takes all the time. What do you call the small barrel that nails come in?
A keg.
And what about the... If you hang your washing out on the line, what would you carry it out in?
You'd carry it in a pan, or if you don't have a pan, you'd have a small tub.
See, if the light burns out, then you have to go and put in a new
bulb.
And what do you call the kind of musical instrument that you stick in your mouth and blow on it and move it back and forth like that?
I call it a harp.
And what about the kind that you hold and it's got a little handle that you twang?
They call it a juice harp.
Juice harp? What kind of tools would you keep around the house?
We keep a hammer, a saw, screwdriver, some nail. Maybe somebody's else might got, but that's all I got.
If you, if something, well, not you probably, but if somebody's got to saw some logs, and makes a frame like that so he can lay the log in the middle and saw it, you ever see that? What about the kind where you have a piece like that on each end and then what across the middle?
Cross cut saw. You mean?
I'm talking about the thing that he would lay the boards on.
Oh. You call it a horse, ain't it?
A horse?
I guess so.
Well, hold on. Horses. If you have a wagon, it's got two horses, and then a piece of wood running down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you call that piece of wood?
You call it a shaft.
And what if it's like a buggy? It's got one horse and two on the
two shafts.
Two shafts. And what would you use to make a horse go faster around the buggy?
A whip.
A whip? And was there anything you would say to him to make him go faster when he's already going?
I know you said to a oxen G, a horse, but I don't know what you say to a horse.
Is that to make him go faster?
Yes.
What about the thing behind the horse that the traces are attached to? Piece of wood?
What's a horse? I know he got a trace. I don't know. I don't know what to call it.
If you saw somebody going down the road in a wagon and his wagon was piled up with wood, then what would you say he's doing?
He's hauling wood.
And if you were going someplace or coming back from someplace, you had a suitcase that was real heavy, and you had to carry it a long distance. And if you wanted to say something more than that, I just carried this heavy suitcase. If you wanted to emphasize it, what else would you say? Or what other thing could you say?
I'd say it's a heavy load.
And you say, I did what to this heavy load?
I had to carry this heavy load.